This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 5 for Thursday, August 4th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola market is slightly higher on Thursday morning on the strength of veg oils and a weakened Canadian dollar. Parts of the prairies are expected to see temperatures in the high 20 and low 30 degrees Celsius for most of the day, with some areas receiving rain as well as evening thunderstorms. Crude oil is lower in the morning after its lowest close in 6 months on Wednesday due to weakening gasoline demand in the United States as well as rising inventories. Soy oil is higher to start the day, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are mostly higher. The Canadian dollar is down nearly one-fifth of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $8.30 per ton to $830.20. In the U.S., corn is slightly higher, wheat is mixed, and soybeans are rising by the double digits. Corn is seeing a mixed tone in weather as rain is expected over the next few days for the eastern corn belt, while the western corn belt remains dry. While the prospect of grain vessels leaving Ukraine brings pressure to prices, corn deliveries in Argentina are lower due to economic unrest in the country, and tensions between the U.S. and China could also affect exports. The September corn contract is up 5 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.97. Wheat is struggling to find direction as it is affected by numerous factors. While Ukraine appears to have resumed grain shipments from the country, its wheat production estimate is estimated to be 40% lower than last year's total. Just as with corn, U.S. weather will also be a factor. Trade estimates for U.S. weekly export sales are between 200,000 to 550,000 tons. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 2 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.62. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $8.36. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 cents U.S. to $8.80. Weather in the U.S. is also affecting soybean prices, but reduced deliveries from farmers in Argentina are bringing support. Tensions between the U.S. and China after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan appears to have caused the latter to cancel soybean shipments from the U.S. Weekly export sales for soybeans are estimated to be between 100,000 and 900,000 tons. The August soybean contract is up 33 cents U.S. per bushel to $15.91. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.